the rest of the story. His name is Poon Lim. He is a Chinese native of Hainan Island. He's 24, second steward on the British freighter Ben Lomond. The ship is going down. It's November 23, 1942, somewhere in the South Atlantic. A German submarine has just launched a torpedo into the hull of the hapless merchant vessel. Amid the chaos, Poon Lim straps on a life jacket, dives overboard, swims as hard and fast as he can away from the sinking freighter because he knows that if he's too close when the Ben Lomond goes under, he'll be sucked under with it. Minutes later, the merchant vessel is gone. The waves are high, so Poon Lim cannot know whether anyone or anything has survived the sinking. But something has. And after 2 hours treading water, the exhausted seaman sees that something. It's a raft, a vacant wooden life raft. Poon Lim struggles hundreds of yards through the angry swells until he reaches it and clambers aboard. Then, gasping, he staggers to his feet and scans the horizon. No debris from the doomed Ben Lomond. No land in sight. He's standing on a pile of bound timbers 8 feet square. He's utterly alone. Frantically, he takes inventory of the scant supplies tethered to the raft, some flares and a flashlight, some biscuits in tins, and a 10-gallon tank of fresh water. Okay, Poon Lim will ration his rations. 2 biscuits and a few sips of water morning and evening. That should hold him a month or so. And surely by then he'll be rescued. So Poon Lim begins notching the days and nights into a plank with the ragged lid of a biscuit tin. But as the weeks pass, he becomes convinced that if he is ever to see home again, he'll have to survive somehow aboard that raft until he simply drifts to some distant shore. To keep his muscles from atrophying, Poon Lim swims twice each day, when the sea is calm, of course, and when no menacing dorsal fin has broken the surface. As his rations run low, he ponders his options. He will catch rainwater in stretched canvas from his life jacket. He will make a fish hook from wire that he finds in his flashlight and fishing line from the rope tethering his supplies. He will use a hunk of biscuit for bait and thereafter the leftovers from his previous catch. He will eat small sharks if he can catch them and seagulls if he can lure them close enough with fish. He will use a loose nail as a cutter and his shoe as a hammer and biscuit can tin for material to make other tools that he needs. And all of this Poon Lim does for 133 days. Until at last, on the 5th of April, 1943, he spots the sail of a fishing boat. He waves his shirt to attract the crew's attention, and they see him, and they sail toward him, and they pull him aboard and take him to Belém on the coast of Brazil. You may have wondered at one time or another, of all of the shipwrecked sailors alone and lost at sea, of all of them, who among them, by his wits and meager resources, survived the longest to return to tell the tale? Well, now you know who. Now you know who, but you just won't believe until you return tomorrow at this same everything. You just won't believe the rest of this story.